The governor showed the realtors a chart with a steep rising line representing property taxes if they continued to increase at the rate they did under Governor Doyle. The other line in the chart is flat, with a slight drop in 2014 and then flat out to 2018, representing the governor's plan to hold the line on property taxes.
I tell you all that here today because you're the ones who are going to help us sell that. Not so much to the legislature, but to people. Your team here has made a great case to me in the past about the importance of not just holding the line, but chipping away at the property tax burden in this state. We understand for all too long that had been a barrier, and so it's great to see that it's nice that we've stopped that trend that you see in the red up there and leveled things out.
The governor says he doesn't have the details yet of the plan to ensure what is essentially a property tax freeze. He told reporters in crafting the next budget he'll work with the legislature on a combination of policies. Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke has a different plan for property tax relief. She'd like to use half of the $1 billion budget surplus to cut property taxes and also fund job training programs. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.